Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Material Science.
Hello, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. I want to talk a little bit this week about some things that are going on inside our department and some observations that we've all begun to make over the number of years now. We have a class that's going to be going on that's conducting with the help of GOCAPS. GOCAPS is a program that the Springfield Chamber of Commerce is running in conjunction with Springfield Public Schools and some other school districts, I think 11 in all told. And they are sending students out in a number of streams to get value-added activities throughout the community. The stream we're interacting with is run by Barbara Kolb, and that is the technology stream. And they're out here at Missouri State in our department working on a speech processing programming class that is being conducted by one of our former students here, an alum, Steve Nunn. He came on and talked a little bit about this a few weeks back. So we had the first class yesterday, and one of the things we noticed, we have 9 students in this class, and I was talking to Ms. Kolb about the makeup of the students, and it was clearly apparent and obviously noticeable that all of these students were male. So when I asked her a little bit more about the class itself that she has at GOCAPS and the stream that she's working with, in the technology stream, it turns out there are 27 students, and as of right now, there's not a single woman within that group. This brings to mind the broader question, of course, then, why so few women in a strand which has such promise and holds out such great possibilities for the future, the technology strand. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. We're worried about that over here in physics, of course, because in the sciences at Missouri State and really across the country, we have a situation where engineering, computer science, physics, what you might call some of the hard sciences, have very, very few women, in many cases less than 20%. And when you see something like a technology strand within a public school system only having 0 women out of 27 total students, you wonder, is this a problem? Certainly, it's been looked at a lot. And let's quantify this by talking about the overall makeup of the schools in the university level in the United States right now. Nationwide, the universities are approximately 57% female right now, 60%, close to 60% of Missouri State. And yet in some of these areas, we have a wide disparity such that there's an underrepresentation of women within this particular field. We certainly worry about it because the problem, if it exists, should be representative of some sort of causal effect. And it isn't clear what that effect might be, what the causation might be that would represent such a disparity. Certainly, it can't be academic excellence or performance in that many, many women are doing quite well, both in high school and at the university. In fact, are dominating in many cases. Many times you see that women represent themselves quite well within any kind of academic enterprise. But yet within these certain disciplines, it seems that there's an underrepresentation. So if you look at all the different problems that might be propagated, it turns out that some of them might start at a very, very young age. And the universities, of course, have little to do with that particular situation. And so it's not clear what the universities can do. There's been studies that have been conducted recently that show that children's perceptions of their own abilities and who might be good at a particular task can already start to sow gender disparities of some sort at a very young age, 6 or 7 years old. And so if those kinds of things are happening, then what kinds of things can we do when these students get to a level at which they're going to be starting to think about careers and what they're going to go into? It represents an untapped potential, certainly. You have all these people who are not participating at an even level in something like physics or computer science, and you wonder what kind of activity are we losing? What kind of productivity are we losing? So we want to think about what our own department can do about that. And so we're thinking about some possible solutions. One of the things we started recently, and we've talked a little bit about that, is start a women's group in science. And we have that group going now. And there's a group of undergraduate women who are participating and bringing speakers onto campus and so forth and so on. But yet that is disconnected slightly from the problem that we see before students even get to Missouri State, having an inhibition or an unwillingness to consider some of the technical fields as a possible career choice. So we're going to be getting a series of talks and a series of sort of roundtable discussions and interactive events that will be starting through the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Material Science over the next few months. And certainly we'll have those fully initiated by fall. So I would hope very much that people in the community who are interested interested in seeing this kind of gender, let's call it disparity, sort of investigated and talked about and discussed so that we might be able to find problems that are out there and ways to attack them and solve those problems. I hope you'll be looking on Facebook, our Facebook page through Missouri State at the Department of Physics and so forth, in order to find ways that you can also become involved in this issue. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.